A 21-year-old woman in Florida completed her house arrest last month, but then didn't turn in her ankle bracelet. So her probation officer left her 5 voicemails, and she finally promised to bring it back. But she didn't. I don't know why. You think you'd be happy to get rid of something like that, right?
Maybe a souvenir, like, I survived.
She was arrested for grand theft.
Really?
Yes. Should have just brought it back.
Wow. Let's talk about waxing. So, should men be now expected to wax their backs?
No.
I kind of agree with you there. The way that women are expected to wax virtually
the
everything?
The answer is still no.
You're going to let me finish there, okay. Craig. Or do you have any experience with your waxing?
I would never do that.
No. There's a big debate going on where some writers think the back hair is being treated unfairly, and it isn't that disgusting. Some think it's not sexy and just needs to go. Now, the people at GQ magazine, they disagree. Quote, back hair is never sexy, and the writer at The Cut says men should have to wax their backs out of fairness. If women have to wax something, men should too. Now, who says that they have to wax something?
I didn't say that. Did you say that?
No. That's right. What I don't get.
Journalist in Sweden says his sons wanted to buy the video game Call of Duty. So, to show them what a real war zone looks like, he took them to Syria earlier this year. Apparently, the kids don't want that game anymore.
No big deal. Just, be right back. Go to Syria. So, if you want to have one of those feel-good moments, there's a video that was just posted on The Things I Heard at WTBX.com. You can go on over and check it out. It's one of those feel-good videos of a son buying his parents, this time a mom, her favorite dream car.
Yeah, it'll put a smile on your face.
Yeah, like there's one where a dad bought his, or his son bought his dad a 57 Chevy for his 57th birthday, but in this video, it's his mom wanting a 1973 Saab 99 EMS. And he got it for her. Yeah.
22-year-old man in Vermont was arrested for driving intoxicated on Saturday night. Police were giving him a DUI. His brother drove up with their father. Police noticed as the brother stopped, he was intoxicated too. And then when dad tried to move his son's truck, you guessed it, he was intoxicated too. So all three were arrested. I don't think that's what they had in mind for a family outing.